No matter what happened to us, we belong to Lord Jesus Christ. We are the children of God. How precious this is. Let's turn to 1 John chapter 3. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us because it did not know Him. This is one of the greatest love of the heavenly of the Almighty Almighty God. By the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, we are in Christ. We became the children of God. Even sometimes, many times, the other people might not know us, even mistreat us. We don't need to take it in our heart, because these people, they don't know Lord Jesus Christ. They do not have true understanding about Lord Jesus Christ. For this reason, their behavior might unreasonable. For this reason, they might mistreat us. Verse 2, beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we should be, but we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. This is our true hope. One day, the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ, we will be with Him forever, because we were like Him. After Jesus resurrected from the dead, Lord Jesus Christ have a spiritual body. We are going to have a spiritual body like Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to have a glorious body like Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 3. And everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. The transformation in the future, that is for sure. So the important is how are we going to live our life in this world. So here, Apostle John encourage us. We all have this hope, the heavenly kingdom, the eternal life. So we need to purify ourselves, just like Jesus is pure. So this is a very important mentality for us. We are children of God. First, let's review, how does God deal with His children? How does God deal with His children? Yes, God loves His children. We belong to Him. God loves His children. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. In Old Testament time, the Israel are God's children. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 31. Chapter 1, verse 31. And in the wilderness, where you saw how the Lord your God carried you as a man carried his son, in all the way that you went until you came to this place. The Israel people, they were going to enter the land of Canaan. So this is the final encouragement from their leader, Moses. Here Moses said, "The Almighty God carried you as a man carried his son." Parents love their children. So how does the parents carry their children? In the same token, the Almighty God love his children and carry his children. How does God deal with his children? Number two, God disciplines his children. Because of love, most of the parents will discipline their children. In the same token, our Heavenly Father, he disciplines us. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 5. Chapter 8, verse 5. You should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. God allowed them wandering in the wilderness for 40 years. It's not necessary. God only punished them because they did not have faith. On the other hand, that is love from Heavenly Father. God would like discipline them, make them growth in every aspect. How does God deal with his children? Number three, God does not abandon his children. God does not abandon his children. If we don't like some issues, some stuffs in our life, we might throw it away. If we feel some material is out of function, some material is out of the style, we don't like them, we will throw them away. Sometimes we might become unworthy in front of the Holy God. Even for ourselves, we might think we should give up. We might feel we are hopeless. But we should know God never forsake us. God never give us up. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Even the Israel people, they committed so many wrongdoings, so many things in the journey of wilderness. But before Moses passed away, he encouraged the congregations. Even we are unworthy, however, God say he will go with us. God will not leave you nor forsake you. Verse 8. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Again and again, Moses remind the congregation, how does Almighty God, the Holy God, deal with his children? God does not abandon his children. So today, we are the children of God. So in the same token, God loves us. God disciplines us. God does not abandon us. In this foundation, let's think about how could we improve to become worthy to be a children of God. Yes, God never forsake us. It's not mean we can have an easy life. We just let the day go day by day. We should cherish the mercy, the grace of God. And we should, by God's grace, by God's strength, by God's power, we improve ourselves day by day. So not only the status, we are the children of God, but we are also the children of God in reality. We live like a children of God, not only a title, but our contents of our life. Even God always loves us. It's not necessary God do not have the expectation for us. Yes, God has expectation for us. Just like our parents, they comfort us. Take easy. You are doing fine. However, they always have a better expectation, higher expectation for us. So what behavior expected of God's children? We need to think about this. What is my lovingly God's expectation to me? Let's turn to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Matthew chapter 5, verse 48. Verse 48. Jesus said, therefore you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Lord Jesus said, God's children imitate their Heavenly Father. Our Heavenly Father is perfect. So Jesus say, you should be perfect. And again, the term perfect is not according to our definition. The perfect is not according to someone's standard or someone's eyesight. We are unique according to God's eyesight. We try our best. We do our best. The perfect we want to have is according to God's eyesight. So it's not necessary we compare to others. We just ask God, God, let me know what is your expectation to me. So I would like to put my effort to reach your expectation. Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 11. Leviticus chapter 11. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. Leviticus chapter 11, verse 44. God said, "For I am the Lord your God. You shall therefore consecrate yourselves, and you shall be holy, and I am holy. Neither shall you defile yourselves with any creeping things that creeps on the earth." 45. "For I am the Lord who brings you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." The main theme for the book of Leviticus is holy. So God's children live by the Father's standards. The holy God, he requests his children, the basic is holy. So in the book of Leviticus, there are so many regulations for the chosen people in the Old Testament time, because God's expectation is they should become the holy nations, the holy children. So this is God's standards. So based on these two mentalities, we should become perfect in God's eyesight. We should become holy in God's eyesight. So let's think about God's children should have what kinds of good virtues. How do we show we are the children of God? The title, the status, people cannot see. When we receive the water baptism, when we become the children of God, we receive the title, the status. But people look at our daily life. So we should have our good virtues to show we are the children of God. First issue is our thoughts. Our thoughts. Watch our thoughts. They become words. Watch our words. They become actions. Watch our actions. They become habits. Watch our habits. They become character. Watch our character. It becomes our destiny. So many things, they are linked together. They have to initiate and move on or reach the result, our destiny. Many things initiate by our thinking. So we need to watch our thoughts. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. A good man out of the good treasure of his heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of evil treasure brings forth evil things. 36. But I say to you that for every idle word man may speak, they will give account of it in the days of judgment. 37. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Words is also come out from our thoughts. So here mentioned the good thoughts can come out good deeds. The evil thoughts always come out the evil deeds, even the evil language, evil speaking. And in the judgment day, verse 37 say, by your words you will be justified, by your words you will be condemned. So our good virtues is related to nowadays, how do we approve we are the children of God in front of the people? It's also related to the final judgment. The Apostle John has written in the book of Revelation, in the judgment day, the book of life will open. Whoever the name is not in the book of life, the person's destination is the fire of lake. So at that time, in short moment, the judgment will be done. That's our name in the book of life. How to make the judge? The name should be in the book of life or not? Not only we are baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we are baptized, but also our daily life, according to here mentioned, according to our words, will be justified or be condemned. What good virtues should God's children have? Number one, we admit our wrongdoing. This is a good practice we should have in our daily life. There is no person without mistakes or wrongdoing. So we should admit we are wrong. If we did the mistakes or we did something wrong, just like many saints, they confessed their wrongdoing in front of God. Number two, saying no when people are trying to get you to do something you know you shouldn't. We should have courage to say no in many situations. For example, Joseph, when he was in Potiphar's house, once he mentioned, how could I do this great sin against God? So if we know we should not do this, we should say no. Number three, telling the truth and accepting the consequences. Our God is true God, so we should be true in our daily life. So telling the truth and accepting the consequences. Why does people don't tell the truth? Because people don't want bear the responsibility. People don't want to bear the consequences. But we are the children of God. Yes, when we tell the truth, sometimes we might bear the painful consequences. But we are children of God. We are willingly to bear our responsibilities. So we tell the truth. Number four. Standing up something you believe in, even though it might mean rejection or ridicule or even physical harm. We should uphold the truth. We should uphold the gospel. Even sometimes we might receive the rejection. Even some people mask us, but we should stand up what we believe. Let's turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 20. Peter and John say, "For we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard." They were threatened. You should not proclaim in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. This is the answer of Peter and John. We cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. The truth we have known, the gospel we have known, we should bear the witness for our Lord Jesus Christ. Number five. Being the only one. When we want to say no in a group, we say no, and we might become minority. Even you might become the only one. But this is one of the virtues of the children of God. We dare to become only one. Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. First Kings chapter 22, verse 13. Verse 13. Verse 13, then the messenger who had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, Now listen, the words of the prophets with one accord encourage the king. Please, let your words be like the words of one of them, and speak encouragement. The messenger came to Micaiah, and he reminded him, You should say the same words like every one of us. The same with us. Verse 14, And Micaiah said, As the Lord lives, whatever the Lord says to me, that I will speak. If God give me the message, like what you have said, yes, I was the same with you. But if God gave me the message totally different from you, I will proclaim God's message. In this situation, he become only one. Because there are so many so-called prophets. They were in one accord. They say the same words. They encourage the king, went to the battle. Verse 27. Thus says the king, put this Pharaoh in prison and feed him with bread of affliction and water of affliction until I come in peace. King Ahab, he was so mad, so angry. So he said, this only one guy, this only one person, put him in the prison and gave him the bread of affliction, the water of affliction. Outwardly, this is the result when you are only one. You might eat the bread of affliction. You might drink the water of affliction. But this is the virtues of the God's children. You dare not to be only one. For the truth, for the gospel, for the right thing. Verse 28. But Micaiah said, If you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken by me. And he said, Take heed, all you people. How brave Micaiah is. This is the children of God. This is the true prophet. Because of the faith in God, so he has this kind of confidence. He dared to be only one. Number six, loving your faith with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, regardless of the cost. More and more, if we want to keep the truth, the whole gospel, it might become harder and harder. We should pay the cost, the high cost. Even our physical life, not just the bread of affliction, the water of affliction, even the physical life. Let's turn to Daniel chapter 3. Daniel chapter 3. Verse 16. Daniel's three friends, even they were in the foreign land, but they were still the children of God. How do we know they are children of God? Because they love their faith with their heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and they regardless of their even their physical life. Chapter 3, verse 16. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. They replied to king immediately. They didn't need take time to think about. They could answer right away. 17. If that is the case, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. This is the confidence of the children of God. At that moment, they just like become the only one. Only these three persons, they did not worship the image when they heard the music. 18. They have confidence God will deliver to them. 18. But if not, they say, if not, we have confidence God will take care. But even God did not take care. Let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up. This is the virtue of the children of God. They dared to become the only one. They even wanted to sacrifice their life for their faith. We can foresee if we want to keep our faith, it will become harder and harder according to the trend of the world, of the society. So God's children should make a right choice. If we say we are the children of God, God still loves us. God used many ways to discipline us. God say he will never forsake us. So we are the children of God. We should make a right choice. We choose to love rather than hate. Many people will make us harder to keep our faith. They might, because of the faith, because of the religion, they might hurt us. But we are the children of God. We choose to love rather than hate. Let's turn to Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Romans chapter 12, verse 14. Bless those who persecuted you. Bless and do not curse. Yes, people might have unreasonable behavior to us. But here, Paul encouraged, there is no curse. to others. Furthermore, we bless them. We pray pray for them. Just like Jesus said, we pray for our enemies. So we usually keep our face smile. So choose to smile rather than frown. The children of God is a happy person. We choose to build, build rather than destroy. In the church, we always think about how could I build my beloved brother and sister's faith and love. We choose to build rather than destroy. We build up our faith and love each other. So we think about our speech, our deeds. Could this edify my beloved brothers and sisters' faith and love? Because we are together to build up each other. It's not destroy each other. We choose to persevere rather than quit. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24, verse 13. 24, verse 13. Verse 13. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. We desire the better land, the heavenly country. We should reach this goal. So we should choose to persevere rather than quit. Thank God, by God's grace, most of us, we have peaceful and smoothly life. But on the other hand, we might become uneasy to take a hardship. It means we are easy to give up. But we are the children of God. Just like here mentioned, endures to the end should be saved. Don't easy to say, I give up. Even we should not give up, the term give up in our journey of faith. No matter what happened, we know God still loves me. God does not forsake me. How could I give up myself? We choose to praise rather than gossip. In Matthew chapter 12, we have mentioned in the judgment day, God might use what we have speak to judge us. So choose to praise rather than gossip. We should choose to heal rather than wound. When we get together, human is human. Sometimes we might have some kinds of misunderstanding. So no matter you hurt others or you get hurt from others, we should choose to heal rather than wound. Have a good communication and have good understanding. That is the way to heal. If we don't want to communicate, we don't want to understand other party, and the relationship will become worse and worse. We should choose to give rather than grasp. Let's turn to Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20. Acts chapter 20, verse 35. Verse 35. I have shown you in every way, by laboring like this, that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus, that he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. This is the words of Lord Jesus. Does not record it in four Gospels. But here Paul mentioned Lord Jesus said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. In human's intention, we would like to receive more and more. And sometimes it's not so generous to give. But we are the children of God. We should choose to give rather than grasp. But we should help each other. When we are in the situation, we need help. By God's grace, yes, we should receive others' help. Because we are brothers and sisters. Because we want to build up each other. Because we want to grow together. So receiving the help sometimes is necessary. But on the other hand, when God allows us to become stronger, better, we should choose to give rather than grasp. Prophet Nathan made a parable to the King David. The rich man, even he has so many, but he grasped the poor ones, because that is the human intention. We are the children of God. We should overcome the negative human nature. We should choose to act rather than delay. This is also human nature. Tomorrow. We have so many tomorrow. But in many occasions, we should do it. Now, do it today. Let's turn to Luke chapter 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. Luke chapter 13, verse 6. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found not. 7. Then he said to the keeper of the vineyard, look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does he use up the ground? Verse 8. But he answered and said to him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and fertilize it. 9. And it is bear fruit well, but if not, after that, you can cut it down. We should choose to act rather than delay.
Yes.
Most of us, we still have many, many tomorrows. But it's not according to our own plan or expectation. It's according to God's will. Because we have many tomorrows, it means I still have many opportunities. But in reality, the opportunities, the chances, it belongs to God. It's not in our control. So here, say, cut it down. Why does he use up the ground? The master came to the vineyard 3 years. We might not know how many years God has patience for us. How do we know? We still have many years. Nobody know. So the children of God, we should choose to act rather than delay. We should choose to forgive rather curse. The other one, finally, we should choose to pray rather than despair. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Verse 6, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God. In the real life, yes, there are so many things make us anxious. But here, Paul say, be anxious for nothing. But in everything, we pray. When there are too many worries, it will make us despair. Many people, they live in this situation. Despair, anxious, worried. But we are the children of God. It's not necessary. There's not difficulties in our life. We are not immune from the difficulties. We are the same with others. But people, they don't know where to go. So they feel despair. But we know where to go. We know we need to go to the garden of prayer. Bring our issues to God. How could we bring our issues to God? How could we get the help from God? How could we get the answers from God? Let's go to the garden of prayer. So yes, the children of God, our life is different. Our life is better than others. Our life should be admired by others. If we live up the life of children of God, that is also the important testimony for our Heavenly Father. Let's pray in silence.